Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I sort of tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
There's Ken Heat bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Scott Smith is our guest. He's the author of A Nobody for Everybody. In 2016, he's running for president as an independent candidate, and I think he's onto something. I know that his platform is onto something. Scott, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on what you're doing. I know that this is going to be a tough slog, and I know you're putting your money where your mouth is. It's kind of hard to raise money as an independent, isn't it?
It is. It is. But I've actually been heartened by the some of the deep pocket people around me are so taken by the platform that I'm not sure we're going to have that much trouble raising the money.
And the website is scottsmith.com.
It's scottsmith2016.com.
scottsmith2016.com. And can they find, can people donate to your campaign there?
We're not accepting donations yet. We will in about a month.
Okay. All right. So we'll get you back on and give you a chance to do that. All right. In the previous segment, you and I talked about where the nation is upside down. The economy, the politicians, the political class, the oligarchy between the two. Now let's talk about some specific policy issues. What would you do to the tax code?
Well, I think that we actually have a pretty remarkable solution that we put into place. So in other words, a lot of times I'll look at a situation and I'll see, well, here's where the bad is in it. Well, what good can you pull out of it? And the good that you can pull out of this is quite remarkable. But the bad is that the monetary economy has grown so huge that it literally dwarfs that real material economy. The good is simply that we've been taxing the wrong thing. We've been taxing within the material economy. We've been taxing income. Okay? And the numbers speak for themselves. What our goal is, what the job is to raise $4 trillion a year for government spending. Set that aside as to whether that should be made smaller or larger. Say $4 trillion is what you need. And currently, through taxing income, the bucket that we are pulling that money out of is about $15 trillion. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get 4 out of 15. Mm-hmm. Now, here's where the remarkable thing is. If we move into the monetary economy instead and tap that, the amount of financial settlements, the movement of money each year, dwarfs income. There's 4,500 trillion in financial settlements versus the 15 trillion income. So simply by taking 0.1%, that's 0.1%.
So for every transaction?
For every transaction, you shave off that 0.1%, which is much smaller than a lot of the
when we get to the flash trading, that raises a lot of money, doesn't it?
It does, and actually,
are you talking about every trade? You talking about every trade?
Well, not in flash trading. Actually, kind of scoots underneath. We're not even tapping that. That would get even bigger. Right. What the bucket that we're talking about at 4,500 trillion are the actual settlements. So when they do those micro trades, they're not settled every 0.1 of a second.
Right.
They're settled later.
Right.
And so you don't actually kill that industry, but you are able to profit out of that industry with the financial settlements tax. So in other words, here's how it would affect the mainstream type of a guy. Currently, if you're earning $100,000 a year, your taxes, depending on number of kids and all that, are around $25,000.
That's right.
With a financial settlements tax, your taxes would literally be $100, which is nuts. However, what's even greater about that is you no longer have a deficit anymore. You actually have $500 billion.
So you're asking for Wall Street to pay the bills.
Wall Street and beyond Wall Street. Wall Street, actually, the New York Stock Exchange represents a tiny fraction of the total financial settlement.
Right. No, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are the chances of making that happen? What would it take?
Well, actually, that's where my background on Wall Street's actually useful.
Right.
So I know a lot of the major investment bankers on Wall Street,
mm-hmm.
and I can tell you they love the idea because what they're doing is getting rid of corporate income taxes and their own personal
right.
income
right.
taxes by accepting a financial settlement tax.
Capital gains, too?
Gets rid of capital gains yep. taxes, gets rid of Social Security taxes.
But what happens when there's a when there's the crash that you and I talked about? And it comes
well,
income
financial
bumps.
Settlements do dip, but what you have to look at is what would the impact of a financial settlements tax be mm-hmm. on that monetary economy? And if you got rid of income taxes, what it does is it supercharges our economy.
And look at what it would do to the investment power and the spending power
yeah.
of small businesses that's, and Main Street
yeah.
Americans.
That's exactly.
I think you're onto
point.
Something, Scott.
It would be a win-win all the way across the board.
Are any of the Republican candidates interested in this?
You know, what's interesting is I have good friends within the Republican Party, high up,
yeah.
and within the Democratic Party, and they are very supportive of this. And in fact, there's a bit of honesty there. They
yeah.
came in and they said, Scott, this is incredible. There isn't going to be a conventional politician
right.
who's going to accept it. It's too risky for them.
Yeah, well, it's also eliminates the drug or the political class.
That's right.
The tax code, which allows them to manipulate things. Hey, Scott,
right.
will you come back?
Yes, absolutely.
I like your common sense approach to this. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Scott Smith, ladies and gentlemen. ScottSmith2016.com. That's his website. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.